All right, Coach, give your assessment on just how special teams played in a game that was full of some mistakes.
Well, I think we had one obviously glaring mistake. We had to let a return get out to the 35-yard line. So obviously that's not something that we're trying to do. That probably was our biggest glaring mistake. Outside of that, I thought we did pretty good in kickoff coverage. Touchback at the, come out, start the second half, two tackles inside the 20, a tackle at the 23. So I felt like we did a pretty good job with that. Kickoff return wise, we had the one ball out to the 27-yard line, and then we didn't get many other opportunities. We had another out to the 23, I believe. When you talk about punting, they had Peterson back there, and I thought the guys managed him well. He had a 22-yard return. They had three penalties, one of them on the return. So it was good to see the penalty situation actually flip in that game, which meant we were running, and competing. So, that got nullified and came back. So that allowed us to, pump protection was good. I thought Andrew Davis made a hell of a play on punt coverage where he shoved the corner into the returner and tried to force the muff. Mm-hmm. We were begging, but we almost got it. We almost got the thing, but it didn't happen. But guys did a good job there. Punt return wise, 28-yard return, was good to get the ball to the 41-yard line to give the offense a good drive start there. And then field goal block, I don't know that many people realized it, but Chris Owens actually took them out of a fake. Mm-hmm. They were trying the old sleeper play that San Francisco ran on St. Louis. Chicago Bears ran on Monday Night Football mm-hmm. years ago, where people are in the transition of the skilled personnel leaving the field and the field goal protection personnel coming on. Somebody just slides off over on the side. And we talk about it every day, and he saw it, picked it up.
Is that a product of his experience? I mean, he's been on
special teams for a while. I teach him, hey, check the sidelines.
Sure.
Every time, especially when you're obviously to their sideline. It's not going to happen on our sideline. Hopefully, but check their sideline, and you should be okay. So, and he saw it. They had to take a delay of game and backed it up. And I thought it was good to see Matt Bryant, go 3-for-3 on his field goals. Which was good, and it wasn't just making them; they were the right ball. Mm-hmm. The ball was straight, that nice little draw on it, so he was hitting his ball, mm-hmm. which was good to see that transpire. So there were a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. Some things we need to clean up. But there were a lot of good things in the game for us on teams. So felt like we made some positive contributions. Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about Ben and Parrish, their returners, kickoff and punt returners?
Yeah, I think they're both capable. Obviously, Parrish Roscoe's got good speed, Miami kid, and obviously has house call ability. So we've got to make sure we take care of our business there. And then when you talk about Ben, I think he does a really nice job in behind the wedge. He's a wedge returner. He will honor that wedge. He's sneaky. He waits for that crease and poof, he'll hit it. So we've got our work cut out for us. This is a good core group. They've always been that way, regardless of who the head coach is. They run, they compete. I mean, they're fast, and we better be on our horse.
What's the Falcons' philosophy on the kneel down situation? They had some controversy early in the year with that.
Oh yeah,
do you attack the kneel down or?
Yeah, I'll save that one for the offensive staff. I'm gonna stay in my area on that one. But I did see that against the New York Giants, and I'm sure that will be addressed at some point.
Well, I mean, we know about the kicker and the punter there.
Yeah. And Michael's still doing a good job for him. I mean, touchback kicker. Mm-hmm. He's a touchback kicker. And he's doing a nice job for him punting as well. So, they have a good group. They've always had a good top five special teams unit. They're fast. Those kids can run, and they've got multiple returners, and it's a compliment to them. I mean, they can run and hit. So we better be ready to run and hit. It's going to be that simple.